Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's that love in need of love today.
Don't delay, send yours in right away.
Yeah, it's not quite a Valentine's Day love song, but it is definitely a song about love. And right now, we certainly need more of it. While there are some who plan to have a wonderful, romantic Valentine's Day weekend, others, meh, not so much. If you're single and not happy about it, do you know why? Are you wondering, perhaps, what has happened to Black love? Are we not finding the romantic love we want? And if that is the case, who is responsible? Is it the men? Is it the women? Of course, I'm kidding. social media? Is it the pandemic? Well, we have a little help for you tonight. My guest is Monique Kelly. She's a dating expert, an author. She's a blogger. And we're going to talk to Monique about Black love and dating, which maybe we can give you all a little bit of help. And if you have a question, if you have a comment, and I definitely want to hear from you tonight about your love life. How's it going? And what do you plan on doing about it if it's not going quite the way you want it to go? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Hey, Monique, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, doing just fine. Happy Valentine's Day weekend coming up to you.
I love it. It's Valentine's Day weekend. It's Galentine's Day weekend.
Who?
It's Black Love weekend. It's just all of that.
All of that. Okay, well, we're going to get to all of that. But, you know, we've got to talk about your bona fides real quick. What makes you a dating expert? You know, there are a lot of folks, men and women, claiming to be dating experts who, you know, I mean, did you go to school for it? Give me the rundown.
Yeah, I went to the School of Hard Knocks and the School of Love and Disappointment and Rebound and refreshing and renewing and finding who you are. So basically, about 8 years ago, I started a blog called Confessions of a Serial Dater in L.A., I started the blog shortly after my marriage ended, and it was kind of a way for me. It was healing for me. It was therapy for me. And from there, I started gaining a huge following of women who were missing Sex in the City, who were relating to all these various crazy dating stories, and it grew from there. And from there, I started doing research, talking to thousands and thousands women, men who are single, married, in situationships, doing research, and it kind of grew from there. So when you talk about dating experts, a lot of times you either have A, dating experts who have been married for 20, 30 years, and they don't have any type of personal experience dating in today's modern world with social media, texting, and all the things that happen now with dating. Then you also have disgruntled male dating experts who have personal scandals of their own that they're hiding, and who are telling people to do things that they certainly haven't done in their dating lives or their significant others didn't do when they were dating them. So I ended up being the person that women went to that they could relate to, who they knew were in the trenches with them, and gave them advice from a non-judgmental perspective.
I like that last line. Well, I will say that, you know, you've been married, and you're dating now. So I think that really helps with the whole PhD part in dating.
Because absolutely. I've been through all facets of the dating world, from single, engaged, married, divorced, single again, in a healthy relationship, all those different facets.
Well, there you go. So let me ask you, what has happened to Black love? You look on social media and while you may see images of great Black Love, the comments that we often see below these images are wish it was me, or I don't believe it's going to happen, or I can't wait for my Boaz, or all of that other stuff. And so it seems to me that those who have it together are not doing a lot on social media, but there are those who don't have what they want that are all over social media. Talk to me about what happened.
I think, you know, when it comes to Black love, especially Black love, we have to change the narrative. Because I find when you look on the media, and like you said, social media, the regular media, there's so many images of non-Black love couples, a lot of images of interracial couples, things like that. So it puts this narrative out there that Black love doesn't exist, or it's so hard to find, or it's a figment of your imagination, or it's old school. And people start to believe that. And I believe we need to change the narrative, because I always tell women and men that stop putting that out there, that there's no good men out there, there's no good women out there, that Black love doesn't exist. Because the more you say that, you start to believe that. And Black love is still very much alive and well. And at the end of the day, when it comes to dating, all you need is one. So if your desire and your wish is to be in a relationship with a Black man or a Black woman, it is feasible, it is possible, and you have to make sure you change the narrative in your own mind that you can make sure that you are manifesting what you are looking for.
Let's talk about the narrative of this weekend. Every year, and let me give you the disclaimer. I'm a really big fan of Valentine's Day. Love Valentine's Day. Absolutely love it. Always have. Don't ask me why. Maybe it was the candy hearts that we got in fourth grade that started the whole thing. But when I talk to sisters about this, the thing that they always complain about is they like Valentine's Day and men do not. And there's the rub. Or should I say, because he doesn't like it and she does, there ain't going to be no rubbing. So let's talk about that narrative. Why is it that men don't like it and women seem to? Are men just not romantic? What's going on?
It depends on the man, because you just said you love Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So there are men out there who love Valentine's Day. But here's the thing. Even if you don't love Valentine's Day and you're a man and your girl likes Valentine's Day, that's part of a relationship, give and take. You might be like, man, I don't feel like doing this foolishness. This is so silly. This is, you know, the man's holiday to get some of your money. You know how some people say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it is important to your partner and they love Valentine's Day, you suck it up. You make it happen. It's one day to do something special for your significant other. And that's what relationships are all about, right? Give and take. So if she loves it or if he loves it, you make it happen if that person means something to you.
Mm-hmm. The best advice my mother gave to me about Valentine's Day and a whole lot of other things, but I think it started with Valentine's Day. She said, if you, meaning the man, doesn't like it, she will find somebody else who will. Like.
Okay, that's now your mama. She's the original dating expert right there. Love her.
Yes, me too. she's going to kill me after she hears this. But in 2021, how has, in your opinion, how has the dating scene really changed? What impact, for example, has the pandemic had on it, if any at all? Has it made it worse? Has it made it better?
You know, it's interesting because the pandemic has completely changed how singles date. We already acknowledge we love to be optimistic and say, oh, everything happens for a reason. But first of all, we have to acknowledge that this is not how dating was supposed to be. It is not easy. It is not fun. But with most things that singles do, we make the best of it. So for the first thing is it has completely changed how you approach dating. Right now, when it comes to dating, it is perfectly acceptable for you to ask someone, have you been tested? I need to see your test before you even go out on a first date. Now, granted, we should have been asking that prior to COVID for other tests, but no judgment, okay? But that is a perfectly acceptable question to ask. Who have you been around? Have you been around other people? That's things that are coming up in various conversations before a first date. Also, the conversations that you are having during dating, to me, it's become a little bit more meaningful. Because with Black Lives Matter, the election, the pandemic, all these things that are happening around the world, and especially here in America, it has forced you to have conversations that used to be taboo back in the day when you first started dating. We're having conversations about politics, religion, race, things like that are happening early on in the dating scene. Also, singles have recognized the value of time. For a lot of singles, before you even go out on an in-person date, you are FaceTiming with the person. You are figuring out, is this someone that I even want to waste my time with? Because since we are in a pandemic, you don't have a lot of time to waste when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
One of the silver linings I find is that it has made people go back to a little bit of the old school courting in terms of planning actual dates, doing things that are special to work around, you know, quarantine, lockdowns, social distancing. So it's made it a little bit more old school in how you approach dating, which is actually a great thing.
Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about dating and what has happened to Black love. It's our Valentine's Day weekend conversation. If you have something that you want to share about your dating experience and perhaps what has gone wrong, because we're looking for folks who need a little help or who have some questions. And I certainly know there are a whole lot of questions out there about what they want guys to do or what guys want women to do. So give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So when it comes to, again, you know, modern dating, and I'm talking about, for example, in let's say people in their 40s, what is the biggest complaint that you hear from men and women and men?
The biggest complaint that I hear is the lack of courting. Women talk about all the time the lack of men courting, the lack of consistency, the usage of texting over phone calls. That's been a major thing. Let me just say this. If your callers don't hear anything else and your listeners, texting is not a conversation. Let me repeat that.
The daggone phone.
Pick up the phone.
Oh.
Texting should be used to let someone know, hey, I'm thinking about you throughout the day, or confirming a place and a time of where you're going, but it does not replace picking up the phone and having a conversation. That's one of the biggest complaints. The other thing is, you know, guys and some women, you start off strong, you know, when you're like, I'm feeling this person, I'm going to come in guns blazing. Then once you have the person, or you think you have the person, that effort starts to decrease and the person feels like they're not appreciated. That's something that is definitely happening that people complain about on the regular basis. So, you know, making sure that you continue not taking that person for granted. Make sure you continue doing the things that got you that person in the first place, continuing to do it throughout the relationship.
Tell me real quick about reality and chaos.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Reality and Chaos is my debut novel. I wrote a blog for 8 years, so I knew my first book, I wanted it to be a novel that I could take the characters in different directions. It is about three best friends. Now, don't hurt me now. They went to Hampton University, my alma mater.
Yeah, that's all right. Look, I work at the real HU and went to the MSU, Morgan. So it's all black right now. So go ahead.
It's all black. You know, so these three characters met at Hampton. And you know, when you graduate from college, you're like, by the time I'm in my 30s, it's going to look like this. By the time I'm in my 40s, it's going to look like that. Fast forward to these characters all hitting 40 and where their lives are. One character just got married, is realizing that the fairy tale marriage she had in mind is not the reality of what she's living. Another character is dealing with a sibling who has mental health issues and explores the coulda, shoulda, woulda of what do you do when dealing with some mental health issues. And then also you have the character who has the Louboutins, the Range Rover, but is broke, struggling as an actress. She gets the opportunity of a lifetime, and was the price of fame worth it? And at the end of the day, the foundation of this novel is about their friendship and their sisterhood and how that helps them get through life's ups and downs. It's a great book. It's juicy. It's good. It's just a great read. Think Waiting to Exhale meets Sex and the City.
Oh,
that
my.
Is reality chaos.
Real quick, what's your website before I go to a quick break?
Absolutely. My website is confessionsofaserialdaternla.com, and my Instagram is cocktailsandconfessions.
Hassan, calling from Fort Washington. We're going to talk to you next. Then we're going to talk to Tanya in Virginia. So please do not hang up. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I also have a message from Donna. She's got a question as well. So you can tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com after 9 o'clock, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live. Stay with us. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. But this discussion continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, this is a Valentine's Day weekend conversation. We're asking what has happened to black love. My guest is dating expert, author, and blogger Monique Kelly. Boy, we had a lot to talk about. Lines are open.
Yes,
if you lines are open. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise we will get to you at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tanya, calling from Virginia. Tanya, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm interested if Monique can recommend. How can you get back into the dating world when you haven't dated in a while and you really don't use social media that much?
What's a while?
Yes, that is a great question, because at the end of the day, not everyone is into dating apps. So the first thing that I love is that you're recognizing you're ready to get back into the dating world and you're open and you're available. So the first thing I love to tell people who are going back into the dating world, especially my ladies, talk to your friends who are married or in relationships. Have them have their men set you up with some of their guy friends, because here's the beauty of that. Number one, your friend is going to be able to know, okay, yeah, this guy's cool, this guy's quality, because a lot of times we know your guys don't always see the foolery of their boys. So your friend, the girlfriend's going to be like, oh, don't know about this. So definitely put out there that you want to meet someone and let your friends know. The other thing is, I tell people all the time, change up your routine. Go to different grocery stores in different neighborhoods. Yeah, it might be annoying to have to go a little bit further, but a lot of times you get stuck in this monotony of going to the same places. Go to a different class at the gym. Switch it up. I love to tell women, here's something really good. Some of the best places to meet men. Number one, the golf course, the golf range. That's where a lot of men are. They're on the golf course. Their defenses are down. That is their place of solace. And a lot of times as women, when you go, don't go with a big group of people. Go by yourself or with one other girlfriend. Guys will give you advice on your swing and different golf pointer tips. Home improvement stores like Home Depot, tech stores like Best Buy, various places where the men are, you go. But just putting yourself out there, letting people know you're ready to start dating, that is the key to success.
Okay. Tanya, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Hassan calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling, Hassan. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling to get some advice today.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think in 2021, black couples need to have black people, that's men and women that are meeting each other and trying to start a relationship. I believe they need...
Hassan? Oh, man, I think we lost him.
He had a good voice, though.
Yeah, he did. So, yeah, settle down, Monique. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Hassan. Go right ahead. I lost you for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I say, I think in 2021 that black couples need to start focusing on having more compassion for each other, more understanding, and trying to practice more, you know, more love toward each other. I've been noticing that a lot from what I see that's not being focused on, and relationships was leading to a lot of downfall, a lot of people looking for advice or on a lot of these things to start with, just, you know, just having just some basic companionship for one another, some understanding, because a lot of relationships end because people don't have basic understanding for one another, or they're not trying to learn to understand. And then one thing I will also say is understanding themselves, you know, because you can't really get with another person if you don't understand who you are as a person.
Amen. All right, Hassan. I like that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your phone call. What do you think about that, Monique?
I think he's absolutely right. You know, compassion is something that we all have to have, not just as black people, but as human beings, and understanding where people come from. And, you know, I know we're always on social media so much. We talk a lot about social, social, social. But we have to remember that social media is not the real world. Social media is what people want you to see. People are behind keyboards and, you know, text messages behind your phone, making comments on different things. And remembering that that is not real life, and making sure you have that differentiation, knowing that it's not real life. But I completely agree with him. Compassion is a must.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about black love, what has happened to it. It is our Valentine's Day weekend conversation. Brandon calling from Southeast D.C. Brandon, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, thank you very much.
Sure.
Young lady, I want to say thank you, okay? One thing about this, being married, you know, for 28 years, okay? We started out, me and my wife, my wife knew me from day one, since I was a young man. Developing, going through our neighborhood, growing up. My wife is older than I, okay? Mm. One thing that became friends. She like watched me grow. She watched me grow. And it sounds like today we going into supermarkets picking whatever flavor fruit that we want. Studies standing right in the lane, dealing with that fish right in your front yard.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that he said, because we always come into this of the dipping yolk. You heard the scripture when it say we are of dipping yolk. Okay, that's one of the main things. We are different when we first come in. But the thing is, the communication by developing to understand, watching that person from afar. If you watch what that person is doing, how that person is becoming, then you will have more to, you know, to look forward to and to understand. Then when you date that person, number one, you come up. I tell her, like, you know, I did not know you was watching me.
Ah, yeah, right? she said, definitely, Brandon. She was scoping you out. There's no question. Yeah, look, Brandon, I've got to get back. But thank you so much. And look, I salute you and your wife. And hope you all are looking forward to the 29th and the 30th year. So thank you much for your conversation. So here's something that I just got a message from Donna. Now, Donna is asking, where do you find 50-somethings in the age of COVID?
Oh, I just broke it down. Like I said, through friends, the golf courses, the home improvement stores, like a Home Depot, a Lowe's, because lots of times that's men that are going in there doing stuff to improve their homes. You know, the tech stores. You know, COVID makes it a little bit more difficult because before then you had different things you could go to, like Ski Summit, you know, the NBA conferences and things like that. But just putting yourself out there, telling friends, going to those golf courses, going to those home improvement stores, things like that. Those are places where men of a certain age are. Because at the end of the day, it's very true. Dating when you are a woman and you hit your 40s and 50s, it is very, very different. And right now with COVID, we're not traveling as much as we want to. So you got to look at things locally, going to your various gym, going to different classes at the gym, things like that. So then you're meeting men that are in shape, hopefully, if they're going to the gym, and someone that has things in common with you. Those are other ways that you can meet people as well.
Mm-hmm. Something
because
else.
At the end of the day, not everyone, you know, people always talk about dating apps. That's always an option. Try the dating app. But for a lot of people, they're just not into dating apps, and that's okay. There's other ways to meet people, meet men.
Mm. Here's something that I've heard this from women a lot lately, and it's a little, you know, discouraging. Outside of the texting thing, that's mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of a pet peeve of mine too. But a lot of women complain about men who do not have manners.
Mm.
And that, I do, because my daddy told me so. But mm-hmm. but I've been hearing that for years.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that for years. And one of the arguments that some guys say, well, if you want to be an independent woman, then you open your own daggone door. I don't agree with that. But what's going on with men and manners? And I have something for the women, too. This is not jumping on the guys. But but let's start with that. Your feeling about manners, and why is it that men don't seem to cultivate that?
You know, that's such a great question. And a lot of times, I have to be honest, I blame the women before you.
How
that
so?
Did that. Because for a lot of men, they have dated women where maybe they start off opening doors and paying for things and doing the things traditionally that women like for a man to do. And then you meet some of these women that are like, oh, why are you opening the door for me? I'm independent. I can do this. And it messes it up for the rest of us, okay? So I love to tell women, it doesn't mean that you're not a strong woman, that you're not independent, but there is something to be said. When a man comes around the car to open your door for you, allow him to be the man. Even if you're not used to it, get used to it. Allow the man to open up the door for you at the restaurant. Allow the man to pay. Allow the man to do things that a man should do. There is something that went right with the old school dating. And a lot of people, this is controversial because some people will say her approach to dating is outdated. It's old school. Let me tell you something. Old school had it right. And a lot of times I find that women mess it up for other women. Even that whole notion of there aren't any good men out there. I tell women all the time to stop saying that. Because at the end of the day, there are plenty of good men out there. Black love still exists. Black love is very strong. But a lot of times you're always putting out there that good men don't exist. When you meet a fool or a clown and they think that you think that good men don't exist, they're going to be like, okay, I'm the best she's going to get. So I can do whatever I want to do because she really believes that good men don't exist. So again, it's about women that put that out there where men start getting comfortable not doing the old school thing.
Mm.
Because there, most men, when you really think about it, the guys who are not gentlemen, the guys who don't have manners, honestly speaking, that is a small percentage. There's more good guys out there who have manners than not. And we need to start focusing on them.
So, but okay, but hold on though. But okay, to that point, first of all, mm-hmm. if, you know, if on that date he doesn't hold the door and that's what she expects, should she speak on it?
You know what? That's a great question. If that's something that is important to you, you let the guy know. You know, I kind of like for the door to be open for me if that's something that's important to you. I don't think it's a deal breaker if it doesn't happen. I like to tell women, don't be so focused on your long laundry list of what a guy should do, what he should have, and all this stuff, that laundry list. Focus on your non-negotiables. That's the more important of your list, your non-negotiables. If for you, a man not opening the door is a deal breaker for you, let him know that that's important to you so that he has the opportunity to correct it. Mm-hmm. Don't make assumptions if he doesn't do it or decide you're not going to go out with him again if it doesn't happen, if you haven't told him that that's something that's important to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, this is so funny. This was a couple of years ago, and I drove past, I had a sister in the car with me, and I went by, was going by to see my father and my stepmother, and knowing how I am about, you know, etiquette and those kinds of things, she said, when you pull up, I'm just going to jump out of the car. And I said, don't you dare. Because my father, was standing in the window, and she was just joking, but you know, and it was really, really funny. And when I, she said, what would your father have said? And my father still, and I'm a grown man, but my father still would have said, oh, so you just stop opening doors for women now, boy?
Your dad would have been on it, right?
Yeah, he definitely would have been on it. So here's, but here's the other thing. And this is about women. Let's throw COVID out the window for a moment.
Okay.
Dating is very expensive for men. It can be really, really expensive. And a couple of years ago, I got into a rather heated debate with a sister who said, you know, she lived in one part of town. The guy lived in another part of town. Actually, she lived outside the area, and they met online. They had spoken on the phone, and he said, let's meet for coffee, and she said, no. And I said, why? She, and her response was, I have to have at least brunch if I'm going to spend time with a man. And my response to her was, okay, did you want to meet him or did you want to eat? She wasn't happy with me about that. But It seems to me that this, for a lot of women, coffee isn't going to do for them. And if you are single, but you're trying to find that woman, doing, you know, big dinners and stuff like that, twice a week over the course of a month, that's rent or mortgage or a car note. Uh-huh. Your thoughts about that? Coffee, tea, drinks, as opposed to brunch, dinner, the whole bit?
I always love to tell men when it comes to dating women, it's about being creative, okay? So if you are economically challenged, okay, I like to say it like that, let's say economically challenged, and you know this, it's about being creative with how you pursue a woman, okay? Most women, a good woman, isn't going to be counting how much you spend, okay?
Are you sure about that?
Quality.
You sure about that?
Well, let me say.
Okay.
Let me just say this.
Because you were in L.A.
I'm in L.A.
That's a whole different show.
It's a whole nother stratosphere out here, okay? It's about being creative with how you do things, right? So if you know you don't have money, be creative. There are museums you can take. You're in D.C., the cherry blossoms. There's beautiful places you can do bike rides. There's great different things that you can do that are fun dates, that aren't expensive, that are active, that are great. So be creative with things. I get it. Not everybody wants to sit in a coffee shop and have coffee. It's not just about how much is spent. It's just about, I don't feel like sitting in a coffee shop. So be creative with the dates. And also, let's keep it real, a lot of men out there, you're dating a whole bunch of different women and trying to get a bunch of different women. If your budget is limited, maybe you need to cut back on the number of women that you're trying to date at one time.
Okay, so to that point, and I always rail against double standards, mm-hmm. where look, women are out here living their best life too. Mm-hmm. But they often are not the ones who are, you know, who are spending. And this is under the supposition that we're not talking about players and playettes. We're talking about people who are looking for a quality potentially loving relationship, but you still have to meet people. And that's, and I think that's where my question was, the expectation that that, you know, there are some women that expect you to spend money on them just for their time to get to know them.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. And that's where some women have to make adjustments. Okay. If you're looking for a meaningful relationship, it can't just be about how much money is spent on a date. It has to be about the quality of the date, how this man makes you feel, how this man is approaching you, how this man is being consistent, how this man communicates. You have to adjust how you date and what you're looking for and what's meaningful to you. That's why I said earlier, a lot of times, a lot of women are fixated on this list, the list, the list, the list. Trust me, I was a woman who had a very, very, very long list in terms of what I was looking for in a mate. And guess what? My first husband had every single thing on that list, okay? And guess what? We ended up getting divorced because at the end of the day, you have to look at non-negotiables and what's important and what makes a relationship work. And it's not about just, you know, adding up how much money is spent on a date. Yes, a beautiful date is wonderful. Yes, you should expect to be taken out and shown a great time, but you got to look at more than just the dollars. You have to look at the quality of the date. So I definitely agree with that. And for women like that, you do have to make adjustments if you're looking for meaningful relationships. Okay. Absolutely. It does not mean that you shouldn't expect a man to be, you know, successful, have his things together. If you are successful, have your stuff together. It doesn't mean that you settle on that, but you adjust your expectations so that they are realistic and you're not suffering from dating delusions.
Let's move beyond the actual date and talk a little bit about the actual relationship or the newer relationship and chemistry. People are different. There's no question about that. What are some of the things that you would advise people to do as there, if there seems to be initial chemistry, but there still may be some rough patches or a little discomfort. But, you know, he's a good guy, she's a good woman, but, you know, folks are out here looking for love, and then there's the issue about, well, should I settle? He has 7 of the 10 things on the list, or 7 of the 10 things that I really, really like, and he's respectful and what have you, but then you start talking about he's trying to change her, she's trying to change him. How do you negotiate those kinds of things?
Again, you know, you really have to think about what's important to you. What are your non-negotiables? Here's the thing. You're not going to get 10 out of 10. If you think that's going to happen, if you think, okay, I don't get 10 out of 10, I'm not settling, I'm going to keep it moving, you will keep it moving, and you will just keep it moving to no man land, okay? So at a certain point, you have to realize that no one is going to be perfect. It's about finding someone who is perfect for you.
Can you
it's
say that again for the people in the back, that first beat, the first piece about moving on?
Yeah, you can't keep, you know, I'm not settling. I'm going to keep moving on. You'll keep moving on to no man's land because no one is perfect. You have to guess what? Newsflash, you're not perfect either.
No.
There's certain things that he's not going to like about you, and he's going to have to decide if he wants to deal with that. So just remember, you're not going to get every single thing. It's about finding someone who is perfect for you. Mm. It's about one of the things I love to tell women when you first start dating a man. Very, very difficult, but it's so important. Mission critical. Don't tell all your girls right away that you're dating someone and it's starting to get serious. You don't need a whole lot of noise and chatter in your ear because your girls, yes, they do love you, but they're coming from their own experiences and it can cloud how you move forward in a potentially wonderful relationship. I always say have 2 girlfriends max that you can trust, that you know they have your best interests at heart, and they want to see you thriving and surviving, and they will keep it real with you. So you have to understand you know, you have to make decisions on your own, but you also really have to understand that no one's going to be perfect. You also can't be waiting for the other shoe to drop. A lot of times with men and women, especially when it's a budding romance and things are going well, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop so you can say, I knew it wasn't going to last. I knew this was going to be just like the others, so you can be right. Do you want to be in a relationship with someone that is caring and wonderful, or do you want to be right? You can't do both. So you really just have to look at that and know that moving forward in the relationship.
Here's something I wanted to ask you, and I always think this is funny. This is certainly not... It's partly a social media thing, but it's bigger than that, where if you are scrolling through social media, all of the, I would argue, anecdotally speaking, that 99% of the people who are posting stuff about relationships and black love are women. Mm-hmm. The men don't do that. Mm-hmm. And is it just not in their DNA to do it? Because I would imagine that, and I'm not a woman, obviously, but if women are the ones that are doing it, and you have a lot of single women who are doing that, but you have, and men are not doing it, that has to be a tad bit heartbreaking. Because it seems like the women are thinking about relationships, and the men are thinking about whatever.
But you know what? Men, from what I gather in my research, they're not ones that are going to be all talking about relationships on social media. They're busy talking about sports and, you know, their fantasy football league and all that stuff. Men generally are not going to be writing about relationships and love on social media. It's a very, very small percentage, like probably one digit percentage of men who do that. And that's okay. You know, women, we're expressive. We're all about expressing our emotions. I built an entire brand and an entire platform building from making my pain into a purpose by helping uplift women. Like I say, I've done the legwork for you so you don't have to make the same mistakes. But men, generally speaking, they're not ones that are going to put all that type of stuff and mushy stuff on social media. I think that's just the difference between men and women, don't you think?
Perhaps. So do you think that women should, when it comes to dealing with the emotional makeup of a man that they are interested in, that they should lower their expectations about how he expresses that?
Meaning like how he posts on social media?
No, directly to her. In other words, in conversations and the like, about how he expresses affection for her.
No, I don't think she should lower her expectations. I think she should voice her expectations and what is important to her. What we have to remember is men are not mind readers. You can't just assume that they know. Some men are naturally affectionate. Some men, you know, they have mothers like your mom who said, you know, make sure you celebrate Valentine's Day or else someone will.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great mama. She taught you. But not all men have that frame of reference. So you cannot assume. We have to learn how to communicate. One of your callers who called in, I believe it was the gentleman who was married for 28 years.
Right.
He said something that was so profound that is the foundation of his marriage. They were friends. They are friends. And yes, you want to be romantic with your man, but you also want to be friends with him. With your girlfriends, if something's bothering you, you express it. You tell them how you feel. You don't cuss them out. You don't act a fool. You tell them how you feel. And as your friend, they're going to be like, oh, my bad, girl. I didn't mean it like that. Whatever. So you have to communicate with your partner. If you want him to express himself more about you, if you want to be more affectionate, if you want to buy flowers, tell him that is something that's important to you. Now, if you said it to him over and over again and it's still not something that he's doing, then that's a different conversation. But give a man a chance to make things right and make you happy before you go off because they haven't done it.
Okay. Real quick, I only have about a minute or so. Best advice for women looking for love and best advice for men looking for love.
Women, you have to change your dating narrative. You have to go into this dating scene knowing there are good men out there. I want to say this again. Black love still exists. It's alive and well. There are plenty of men out there that are looking for a woman like you. You just have to be open and putting yourself out there. And all you need is just one. For the men, consistency, consistency, consistency. Don't start off one way and be all into it and then switch stuff up. Texting is not a conversation. You know, be consistent with it. Don't just text. Women still love to be courted. They love being courted, and they love a man being a man and courting them. That's the biggest thing that I have before I head off, before you head off. Actually, I could talk to you for hours.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
This is fun.
Yeah. Well, we hope that it'll be fun for others because, you know, we want folks who are looking for love, who want that intimacy and affection to find it. Even if they don't have it this Valentine's Day weekend, hopefully they will have it next Valentine's Day weekend and beyond. Monique Kelly, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And look, you have a wonderful Valentine's Day weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, February 12th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Now stay tuned for Unheard with Wes Hall. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.